Wow. Alan Dershowitz in the Bernie and Sid.
Sit down for 1 second, quick.
So please take
why
take
are you
the mic
here?
If you could.
Yeah. Put this microphone on right here for a second. Just pick that up, Alan. Just do it manually.
This is really an honor to meet you. We were just talking about geniuses before.
He's a genius.
We were really.
Now, what are you doing here?
What I'm doing here is going from store to store and telling them to stop selling Ben and Jerry is what I'm doing.
No, it's not true.
we're bringing a lawsuit.
You want?
We're bringing a lawsuit. You see, the problem with Ben and Jerry is not that they're protesting Israeli policies. It's that they don't protest any other policies.
Right.
They're selling all over the world the most repressive regimes. They only pick the one Jewish democracy in the world.
Right.
Which has offered a two-state solution, offered to give back the territories, and they say, we won't sell you our ice cream. There's a word for that. It's called anti-Semitism. When you pick only the Jews.
Yeah.
So I'm all in going to go after those guys.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, they're two cowards, two blubbery cowards.
Look at these guys. They're like Bernie Sanders. You're born in Brooklyn. You want to save the world. You want to create racial justice. So where do you move? Vermont, where
Vermont.
There are no black people and there's no minorities.
Exactly.
And you tell the world how to behave from Vermont.
That's phony.
Move
that's
to
true.
Israel.
Right.
Be in the way of the rockets and then tell us that you're
Or move to Harlem.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, not only has Ben and Jerry's exposed themselves as anti-Semites this week, but what's going on in Tokyo the day before the Olympics, Alan, is also really scary. I mean, it is just, it's unbelievable how anti-Semitism is now not only accepted, but widely encouraged today.
It's all over the world. In Poland, there was a demonstration the other day in which people were yelling, the Jews caused the COVID. You know, we're blamed for everything. There was an old expression in Poland. Now, the Polish people are great. I love the Polish people in Brooklyn, and there were so many heroes during the Holocaust, but there are some very bad people there, too. And their view is if anything bad has happened in the world, it must be the fault of the Jews. It must be the fault. And we're so powerful. There are so many of us. I mean, my God, we're 0.1% of the world's population, and we cause all the problems.
Yeah, it's a little sickening at this point. But Alan Dershowitz, so you're here at 77 WABC. You're going to sue Ben and Jerry's, obviously, but in what capacity are you here in our studios?
Well, first of all, John and I go back 100 years. He's one of the great men of the world.
Agreed.
And we're talking about the possibility of me doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, I love being on your show.
Thank you.
This is my favorite station.
I grew up
in Brooklyn. I listened to this station growing up as a kid. And now, it's a station that reflects New Yorkers. New Yorkers are dying to figure out where they should be. They have been abandoned by the left of the Democratic Party. Many of them can't quite buy into some of the extremes in the Republican Party. And, you know, I wrote a book called Why I Left the Left and Couldn't Join the Right. Mm. And I think I have a lot of people out there who agree with me.
100%.
We're looking for middle ground. We're looking for solid conservative, liberal, conservatives and liberals have much more in common than any of us have with the extremes on our side. I hate the extreme left, even though I think of myself as a liberal Democrat.
The wokesters, the woke supremacists.
Yeah, who is it? Brad Stevens, who said, Brett Stevens, wake me up when the woke is over.
So you're, it's the middle of summer, you're a Martha's Vineyard guy. You've been ostracized.
Chasing me. Are you kidding?
So that's why you fled Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Because it's not receptive to you anymore?
I'm not fleeing anywhere.
I'm fighting back.
I had to come in for a couple of reasons, but I'm going back to the vineyard today. Nobody's going to push me around.
No.
Nobody's going to make me change my views. You know, it's an interesting point. McCarthyism hit Martha's Vineyard very hard in the 40s and 50s. Why? A lot of writers, Lillian Hellman, living there, and a lot of the Hollywood people were victims of McCarthyism. Now the children of these Hollywood people are McCarthyites themselves. They're banning me. They're banning my wife. You know why they're banning my wife? This is interesting. Okay, they banned me. I represented the president. My wife didn't even want me to represent the president, but they're banning her. Why? Because she once was caught on television laughing at a Trump joke.
Oh, my God.
And as a result of that, they say she's an enabler.
Right, she's
an
canceled.
Enabler. She comes from Charleston, South Carolina. She's polite. You laugh at people's jokes.
These people are sick, Alan Dershowitz. Right. You know that.
Yeah, and, yeah, but you guys fight back.
Yes, we do.
I want to be part of that fight.
Well, welcome to the station, and I hope the podcast works out. I hope you get your own show here.
You should get your own show. Forget about a podcast. We should put you on Saturdays or Sundays, and you're not going to find two more enthusiastic supporters than me and Bernard for this. So, John, if you're listening, put Alan on the podcast. Put him on a Sunday. Give him whatever he wants. It's great to see you, pal.
He's a great champion of the First Amendment right there.
Right, and keep doing great things. Keep fighting for justice, for liberty, for the American values.
Thank you, Alan.
No question.
That is a genius. That is Alan Dershowitz. Wow. We love him. He's great. We are done for today, the Thursday edition. We hope you enjoyed Alan, Bill O'Reilly, Chaz Palminteri. We're back again tomorrow as we get ready for another weekend, summer weekend here on Bernie and Sid. Enjoy this gorgeous Thursday in New York City. Until 6:30 tomorrow, everybody, from all of us to all of you.
Peace!